Shalom to all! Today's episode is Chol Nav Tes Vav, and we're talking about the third line with the words El Omer Ravashi, and today's episode sponsor Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're trying to find the source for a comment on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that if a person shechts on Shabbos, even though he's Mischai Benafshoi, the Shechita is still kosher. The Gemara quoted that Rav had said there's also to eat from the Shechita on that day, one's allowed to eat from it, even if he's not cooking it, he just wants to eat from it raw, it's still also to eat. Now the Chevraya, the Chamim, the Talmidim, the Chevron, the Beis Medrash, they had said that this must be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and the question is, which Shita of Rabbi Yehuda holds this? And we had a number of unsuccessful attempts. So here the Gemara tells us El Amar Vashi. Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda de Mevashal hi. It's Rabbi Yehuda regarding cooking. That non with Mishnah. It's really the time you have a brisa. Hamavashal b'Shabbos. If a person cooks on Shabbos, so b'shaygig, if he did so inadvertently, yoichal could be eaten. Whereas b'meiz, if he did so on purpose, lo yoichal it's not to be eaten. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says b'shaygig, if he cooked b'shaygig on Shabbos, yoichal maitzah Shabbos. He could eat on maitzah Shabbos. B'meiz, if he cooked b'meiz, lo yoichal lames. It's never allowed to be eaten. And Rabbi Yehuda san lo Amar. He tells us b'shaygig. If you cook b'shaygig, yoy achel amotzei Shabbos. It's allowed to be eaten on amotzei Shabbos le'achirim v'loy loy, only by others and not by him. Meaning, the moment he cooked on Shabbos, he's usher to eat from it completely, but others are still allowed to eat from it amotzei Shabbos. Whereas, but mezid, if you cooked b'mezid, loy achel lames, it's never allowed to be eaten loy loy v'loy l'achirim, not by him and not by others. What do we see from here? Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person cooks on Shabbos, namely if he's over this malacha, it's not allowed to be eaten on Shabbos. Maybe amotzei Shabbos is allowed to be eaten, but not on Shabbos, and therefore it would be the same thing with the shechita. If he shechts on Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Seems to be pretty clear that that's the source that Rabbi Yehuda is the mandomer of our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, v'nukma b'mezid, Rav Meir. Why don't we establish that the Mishnah is Rav Meir, and we're talking about where he shechted b'mezid. Rav Meir said that if a person cooks on Shabbos b'mezid, it's not allowed to be eaten. So maybe that's who the mandomer of our Mishnah is. And so the Gemara, lo yisakadai tach, don't think that. Think tani, because what does the Mishnah say? Domi domi kippurim. It compares shechting on Shabbos to Yom Kippur. It says if a person shechts on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And what do we learn from that? Ma yom kippurim, lo yisham shaykh, lo yisham b'mezid, lo yachil. Just like a person shechts on Yom Kippur, it doesn't make a difference if he does so b'shaykh. Of amazed, it's not allowed to be eaten because Yom Kippur, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. Av hachanam yisot over here in regards to shechting on Shabbos, loshem shayg loshem amazed, it doesn't make a difference. Did it b'shayg or amazed? Loy achil, it's not allowed to be eaten. And the only one that holds that is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rav Meir. Ask the Gemara, who means mukhs lo b'shaygig, Rabbi Yehuda? Are we really able to establish our Mishnah as saying that it was shechted b'shaygig and we're going shechit as Rabbi Yehuda? V'ha afol b'shem chayv b'nafshay katani. The Mishnah says even though he's chayv misa, it's still a kasher shechita. Now, if a person shechts b'shaygig, he's not chayv misa, so it can't be that our Mishnah is referring to shechting b'shaygig. Answer is the Gemara, no, that's not true. Hachi kamer, this really Mishnah is saying, Afal pi de b'mezid mischayv b'nafshay hu, even though if he would have shechted b'mezid on Shabbos, he'd be chayv misa. Hacha de b'shaygeg, since over here he shechted b'shaygeg, shechita sekshera, the shechita is kasher. So Mishnah could be talking about the shechted b'shaygeg. Ask the Gemara, v'nukum k'Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, the amr loishna b'shaygeg loishna b'mezid loy achel. Why don't we say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan Sandler? He's the third opinion that we quoted above, and he says it doesn't make the shechted b'shaygeg or b'mezid, it's not allowed to be eaten. Why not say the Mishnah is him? So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, k'miflik b'mitzei Shabbos la'achirim v'loy loy. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he differentiates by Maitzei Shabbos regarding others and not him, meaning he says if it's shechted b'shaygeg on Maitzei Shabbos, it's permitted to be eaten by others but not by the fellow himself. Whereas Tana Didan, our Tana, Shechita Sekshera Katani, he says very clearly that the Shechita is kosher, and that's Mashma Loishna Loi V'Loishna L'Achirim, that doesn't make a difference either for him or for others, and therefore our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. So here we finally have a clear source how we know our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. We continue discussing this. Tani Tana Kamei Rav, a Tana, which over here means a teacher of Brisas, taught in front of Rav, which means one of the Chamim Beis Medrash taught the following brisa to Rav. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, if a person cooks on Shabbos, b'shaygeg yoichal. If he does b'shaygeg, he can eat it. B'mezid, on purpose, lo yoichal is not allowed to eat it. And umashtikle Rav. Rav quieted him. Shush, don't say that's not correct. Now the question is, my time umashtikle, why did Rav quiet him? Eli, if you want to say, mishum desvir like Rabbi Yehuda, that's because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And v'tanu tani k'Rav Meir, this tanu, the teacher of brisa, is taught like Rav Meir. Well, mishum desvir like Rabbi Yehuda, mandu tani k'Rav Meir mashtikle, just because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So if somebody tells him a brisa according to a different shita, he should quiet him. That doesn't make sense. And furthermore, mi savor lak Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rav even hold of Rabbi Yehuda? Vamar of Chanan bar Ami ki mayril hu Rav talmide. When Rav was paskining for his talmidim, mayril hu k'Rav Meir. He paskin like Rav Meir. It's only v'chidarsh bepirka darsh Rabbi Yehuda. When he darshin in public, he would darshin like Rabbi Yehuda mishum ame aretz, because of ame aratzim. He didn't want to be too makel. Rav Meir's the most makel opinion. That's because ame aratzim might be listening to him and they're going to take it too far. And therefore, he had to be machmir in public like Rabbi Yehuda. So anyway, Rav held like Rav Meir. V'chitim, if you want to say that Tana bepirke Tana kamei, that this Tana, his teacher of Brises, taught it to Rav bepirke, which means in the public drasha, the hainu, everyone was there, Rav was giving a drasha, and then this Tana got up and taught him this Brisa, and that's how Rav quieted him, because he didn't want people to know Shitas Rav Meir. That's still not a reason to do so. Atu kuli amo l'tana tzaisi, is everyone going to be listening to the Tana, to this teacher of Brises? La amayra tzaisi, everyone's going to be listening to the amayra anyway. Who's the amayra? So this is translated as a spokesman. The Rav of the Rosh Hashiva, who is giving the shiur, he would say a few words or a section of the the shir to the amir, to the spokesman, who would then belt it out loud for everyone to be able to hear. So anyway, no one's listening to the Tana, everyone's listening to the amir. They're listening to the right-hand man of the one giving the drasha. So we're still left with the question, why would Rav quiet this Tana who taught him a brisa going with Rav Meir? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he answers, Tana, shoychei Tana kamei de Rav. This Tana, when he said shitas Rav Meir, he didn't say in regards to cooking on Shabbos, he said in regards to shechting on Shabbos. It was basically a misquote. What do you tell him? Hashechei b'Shabbos, if one shechts on Shabbos, b'shagi, if that's on b'shagi, g'yachol zlan, b'itin, b'mezid, lo yoychal, if he did so amazing, he's not allowed to eat it. And it was to this that Amar Lei, Rav told him, my daitech, what's your svara? Rav Meir? You're saying this is like Rav Meir? That's not true, because ad kan l'kashar Rav Meir el mevashel. Up until here, Rav Meir only allowed in regards to cooking. If a person cooks on Shabbos, b'shoigig, it's permitted. Why is that? D'roi lachos. That's because even Erev Shabbos, this uncooked food was fitting, it was ra'i, to chew. Lachos means to chew. In other words, even though he cooked on Shabbos, the food was still considered muchan before Shabbos to some extent, because he could have technically chewed it and eaten it raw. Aval shoichet, but shechting on Shabbos, dein roi lachos, you can't chew a live animal. Lo'isun, even Rav Meir himself would not permit eating from shechita that was done on Shabbos. And that's why Rav quieted him, because he misquoted Rav Meir. Ask more, if this is true, then we have a problem. Vamas nisin d'shaychet hu. Our Mishnah is referring to shechita. As we know, the Mishnah says, if a person shechts on Shabbos. And Vamar Rav Huner, Rav Huna had said at the beginning of the Gemara yesterday, dar shechia bar Rav mishmei de Rav, that asur b'achil yoyma, it's asur to eat on that day. And v'noz ben chavraya l'meima Rabbi Yehuda hi, the chavraya said, this is shechitas Rabbi Yehuda, and that's mashma that ha Rav Meir shari, that Rav Meir would permit this to be eaten. According to what Rav himself just said in our explanation of why he quieted the Tana, it seems to be that Rav Meir also would asur eating from the shechita on Shabbos. Well, then how do we understand that in the light of the previous daf and half of Gemara, basically, that we've been saying that this shechitas Rabbi Yehuda and not Rav Meir? The Gemara answers that no, kishari Rav Meir. When does Rav Meir permit the shechita on Shabbos to be eaten? That's how Rav Meir on top. For example, if he had somebody sick in the house erev Shabbos, and that means that on Shabbos shechita actually was permitted for this chayla for the sick person, because we know that bikuach nefesh is daicha Shabbos, so you're allowed to shecht an animal for a sick person, and therefore even in the case where he shechted b'shoigeg, Rav Meir would hold, since the animal is technically considered muchan, it's allowed to be eaten. But in a situation where there was no sick person in the house before Shabbos, you're right, even Rav Meir would agree that the shechita is not allowed to be eaten on Shabbos, even if it was done b'shoigeg. Ask the Gemara Yochai, if that's really so, then my time is Rabbi Yehuda, the Asar. Why would Rabbi Yehuda Asar? If we're talking about where there's a sick person in the house on Shabbos, so why would Rabbi Yehuda Asar a shechita? And the answer is, k'gan chayla chayla v'hevri. We're talking about where there was a sick person, and then he got better on Shabbos. So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda holds that since he got better, there's no hetter anymore. Whereas Rav Meir holds that even though the fellow is better, since by the beginning of Shabbos, the animal was mutter, because at that point in time, there still was a sick person. So when the shechita happens b'shegik, it is permitted. And we keep discussing this. Priyada Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Rav, and Amrila. Some say it was Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ada, Amar Rav, that Hashechet L'chol b'Shabbos, if a person shechts for a sick person on Shabbos, also Labari, it's Aser for a healthy person to eat from it. And Hamvashal L'chol b'Shabbos, if somebody cooks for a sick person on Shabbos, Mutter Labari, it's Mutter for a healthy person to eat from it. Now, my time, why would that be? And the answer is, Hai Roy Lachos, Vahai Enei Roy Lachos. The food that was cooked on Shabbos, even beforehand, was able to be chewed. Therefore, it wasn't Muktzah coming into Shabbos, and that's why a healthy person is allowed to eat from it even after it was cooked, as opposed to the animal wasn't able to be chewed on Shabbos before it's shechted. That's why the healthy person is not allowed to eat from the shechita, only the sick person. Now, Rav Papa, he says, Pa'amim Sheshechen Mutter, sometimes the other way around, that if one shechts on Shabbos, it's permitted for a healthy person. Kigan, for example, Shayelo Chayelon Bad Yaim, where the person was already sick before Shabbos. So that means going into Shabbos, the animal wasn't usher at all. It was already Muchan. That's why a healthy person would be allowed to benefit from it as well. And sometimes in Vashal Usher, that someone cooked on Shabbos would be usher for a healthy person. Kigan, for example, Shekatat Sloy Delas, that's if a gourd had to be cut from the ground on Shabbos and then cooked, and that would be usher because it wasn't Muchan before Shabbos. And Aradim Radah, he tells us, Hilchasa Watz Alacha, Hashach Lechel B'Shabbos, somebody shechts for a sick person on Shabbos, Mutter Labari Ba'umtza, a healthy person is allowed to chew that meat. He's not allowed to cook it and eat it, but he's allowed to chew it raw. And my time, why is that? Kimi Diyav Shal Kazayas Basar Bleshchita, since it's impossible to get a Kazayas of meat without shechting, Kika Shachit, when the person did shecht, Adai Dechelka Shachit, he shechted it for the sick person. We'll explain this in just a moment. Let's continue till the end, though. Whereas I'm a Vashal Lechel B'Shabbos, if a person cooks for somebody sick on Shabbos, Asr Labari, it's also for a healthy person to eat from that, Gzeira Shami Yar B'Shvilai, because of Gzeira, maybe he's going to increase for him. In other words, the difference between shechting and cooking is that by cooking, since a sick person only needs a minimal amount, so we're afraid that if a healthy person would be allowed to eat from that which is cooked, so the one who's cooking is going to add on more for the healthy person to enjoy it. Therefore, we say, healthy person is not allowed to eat from food that was cooked for a sick person. However, in regards to shechita, even though the sick person only needs, let's say, kezayis, a very small amount of meat, you still have to shech the entire animal in order to get that little amount. So there's no such a gzeira as shema yarba b'shvilai. There's such a thing as maybe he's going to increase in the amount that he shechts. He's shechting an animal, an animal's an animal. He only needs a little bit from it, and the rest remains mutter for healthy people. And on to another Mishnah. Hashoichen magal yad, somebody shechts with a hand sickle, which is basically a tool used by regular balabatim, by regular people. It's basically flat and sharp on one end, and it's serrated, it's jagged on the other edge. Or bitsar, with a rock, ubikane, or with a sharp reed, shechitas akshera, the shechita is kosher. The Mishnah continues, hakol shechten, everyone's allowed to shecht, ula oilam shechten, they could always shecht, ubachal shechten, they could shecht with anything, chutz mi magal katsir, except for a harvesting sickle. This has curved, jagged edges on one side, vahamagera, or a saw, vashinayim, or teeth. This is referring to teeth that are still in the jaw of the animal, vatsi pyrin, or fingernail. Why are these also b'nei shein chaykin? Because they choke the animal, and we're going to have a longer discussion about these in the Gemara. But first, the Gemara tells us, hashoichet di eved in l'chadchil olay. The Mishnah tells us, hashoichet, one that did shecht, it's kosher. So that's mashma, only b'di'evet it's okay, but not l'chadchila. So the question is, bishlam magal yad, we understand with a hand sickle, the reason why it would only be b'di'evet okay, dilma asil mevet b'edach gisa, because we have a chashash, then maybe he's going to shecht with the other side. As we had said, a magal yad has two sides to it. One side is flat and sharp, which would be okay, but the other side is jagged and serrated. And so it's only b'di'evet okay to shecht with such a thing, because even though he shechted with the right side, the chashash is, maybe he's going to shecht with the wrong side. So only b'di'evet it's fine. El tzar v'kana l'chadchila loy, you want to tell me that a rock or a sharp reed, l'chadchila, one's not allowed to shecht with? Why not? V'rimini avistira. Brisa tells us, b'chal shechtin, one's allowed to shecht with anything, ben b'tzar, with the rock, ben b'tzchuches, with glass, ben b'krem shalkana, or with a reed. And so we see from here that even l'chadchila, you could shecht with a reed or with a rock. And the answer is, loy kasha no stira, kan b'tolosh, kan b'mechubar, one's referring to when it's attached. In other words, when it's attached to the ground, you're not allowed to shecht with it, at least l'chadchila, as opposed to if it's detached from the ground, so it's basically a knife that's made out of stone or a reed, so then you are allowed to shecht with l'chadchila, no problem. And how do we know this? Dhamar of Kahana, hashechet mechubar l'karka, if somebody shechts with something that's attached to the ground, Rebbe Paisel, Rebbe Chiya Machshir, Rebbe Pasels, and Rebbe Chiya says it's kosher. And we clarify this, ad kan l'kam machshir Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe Chiya only says it's kosher el b'di'evet, that's only b'di'evet, av l'chadchila, loy b'l'chadchila, it's not okay. And so it's mashma that our Mishnah would be Rebbe Chiya, that l'chadchila, one is not allowed to shecht with a rock or a reed that's connected to the ground, but b'di'evet, it's okay. However, the Gemara asks on this, b'mayu kimta k'reb chiyo u'di'evet, in that which you just established in Mishnah, like Reb Chiyo, and it's only okay b'di'evet. Well, then how do we contend with the following? El Hadatanya, we have a brisa that tells us, b'chol shechtin, one can shecht with anything, bein b'talosh, bein b'mechaber, whether it's connected or detached, bein shasakin l'mala v'tzar behem l'mata, bein shasakin l'mata v'tzar behem l'mala, whether the knife is above and the neck of the animal is below, or the knife is below and the neck of the animal is above and he's shechting upwards, that's not a problem. In both situations, it's fine. As a question is money, who's this brisa like? Loi Rebbe v'loi Reb Chiyo. It wouldn't be Rebbe or Reb Chiyo, because see Reb Chiyo, if you want to say it's Reb Chiyo, well, d'yevet in l'chadchila loi. He says only b'di'evet it's okay to shecht b'mechaber, not l'chadchila, and the brisa says that it's okay even l'chadchila. And he Rebbe, if you want to say this is Rebbe, d'yevet nami loi. Rebbe holds that even b'di'evet shechting b'mechaber l'karka is not okay. So who's this brisa? And the answer is the loilam Reb Chiyo, v'afilu l'chadchila. Really, this brisa is Reb Chiyo, and he actually holds that l'chadchila you're allowed to shecht b'mechaber l'karka. And v'hadik hamifli b'di'evet, that which Reb Chiyo seemed to argue only in a case of b'di'evet, that's really not so. It's just that loydiach hakoychel de Rebbe, that machlokes is coming to highlight the koyach, the strength of Rebbe, who holds that even b'di'evet it's not okay. Ask the Gemara, fine. V'elamas nisin diktani hashoychet d'yevet in l'chadchila loy. Our Mishnah that teaches that hashoychet, one that did shecht like this, that means it's only okay b'di'evet but not l'chadchila. So then money, who's our Mishnah like? Loy Rebbe v'loy Reb Chiya. It can't be Rebbe or Reb Chiya. E Reb Chiya, if you want to say Reb Chiya, afil l'chadchila. Well, we had just established the Reb Chiya says that even l'chadchila it's okay to shecht b'mechaber l'karka. And Rebbe, if you want to say it's Rebbe, well, d'yevet nami loy. As we just established, Rebbe holds that even b'di'evet it's not okay. And our Mishnah is saying that l'chadchila it's fine, but b'di'evet it is. So who is it like? Not Reb Chiya or Rebbe? And the answer is l'olam Reb Chiya. Really, it's Reb Chiya. And v'afil l'chadchila, one's allowed to shecht b'mechaber l'karka l'chadchila. No, masnisa diktani ha'shoychet. The Mishnah that teaches ha'shoychet mashma that l'chadchila no, but b'di'evet yes. Rebbe he, that's actually Rebbe. And so obviously we're going to ask kashin Rebbe ad Rebbe. It's a stira Rebbe on himself. On one hand, it seems that Rebbe says mechaber l'karka even b'di'evet is not valid, but now we're saying the Mishnah is Rebbe, and it means that b'di'evet mechaber l'karka does work. How do we explain this? The answer is loy kasha no stira. One is talking about where it was always attached. It was attached to the ground and it was never uprooted. Whereas the Mishnah, which is referring to the B'di'evet case, is where it was detached from the ground and then subsequently reattached to the ground, and that's only asar l'chadchila but mutar b'di'evet. And we're not how do we know to say that there's a difference between if it was always detached originally or if it was detached and then reattached? That's from the following. Titan, you have a braisa. If a person shechts with a mukhni, a mechanism, a wheel, for example, he attaches a shechita knife to a wheel with its blade facing upwards, and when the wheel is turned, so that slices, and if the animal's neck is placed there, it's going to do a shechita. So shechita is a ksheira, the shechita is kosher. And b'mechubar l'karka, if he shechs b'mechubar l'karka, shechita is a ksheira, it's kosher. Also, not sakin b'kaisel v'shachar ba, shechita is a ksheira. If he stuck a knife into a wall and shechted with it, the shechita is kosher, meaning the knife is sticking out of the wall, and he passed the animal's neck over the knife, so that's a kosher shechita. However, continues the brisa, hayatzar yotzimen akaisel, let's say there's a rock or a stone sticking out of a wall, aykana oyle me'elav, or there's a reed coming up on its own, growing out of the ground, v'shachad bay, and he shechted with one of these things, shechita say psula, his shechita is pasul. Tazayinu ben alfa antav, the Gemara asks, kashina adadi, these dinim are stira on each other. In the ratio of the brisa we said, b'mechor b'lekarka, shechita say ksheira. And then in the seifa we just said that if there's a rock coming out of a wall or a reed coming out of the ground and he shechts with it, it's pasul. Stira, is mechor okay or not? And the answer is, alav shema mina, it must be learned from here, shani bin mechor b'mekar l'tal shebasef chibroi. There's a difference between if it's attached to its original place in the ground or if he had uprooted it and put it back in. For example, you chop a stone off of a wall, you make it nice and sharp, and then you reattach it to the wall. That's called talosh al basav chibroi. As opposed to if you have a stone just jutting out of a wall and you sharpen it as it is in its place and shecht with it, that's called mechaber meikaroi, and that's problematic. Shaminos, we see from here there's a difference, and that's how we can understand that our Mishnah is like Rabbi. We're going to stop before the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.